We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So our good buddy Kevin Holden from CBS 58 in Milwaukee joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Kevin, how you been, buddy?
It's all good. It's Friday. I can see that weekend. I can kind of see the sports world on the horizon. Who knows if we get there, but we've got plans, so that makes me happy.
So I'm going to start with you first because I'm seeing pictures of you in cleats. Are you playing ball again?
All right, so I'll tell you the story. I was coerced. No, I was not coerced. I made a decision. I'm like, you know what? I didn't want that moment in a heap on the ground to be the last one I had in softball. So I have been working toward it. Monday night we had opening night, and I had an RBI single in my first at bat. It's instead of the miracle on ice, it's the miracle on dirt. But
oh my goodness,
all limbs are intact. I have all four limbs still. So no hospital visits. That's a plus.
That's awesome. Yeah. Holy mackerel. Who knew? Hey, so we'll get into to Miller Park. From what you've heard coming out of Miller Park, you've got guys that are obviously trying to make the squad, guys that are not making the squad, but guys that are trying to kind of, you know, prove themselves. Corey Knebel's coming back. It was good to see him throw the other day. You got a really good battle yesterday, Craig Counsell said, which was the highlight when the storm was brewing between Christian Yelich and Woodruff. Obviously, you've got other guys that are coming back from non-COVID-related illnesses. So give me your thoughts as to the summer camp 2.0 so far.
You know, as Thunderdome-ish as it is, as completely alter reality as it is, I've enjoyed these last few days. It's like, here's what I liken it to. I think it would be very fun for the average fan if in the average year in Arizona – they could do this sort of thing on camera. They could stream a workout on camera. That would be immensely popular because you would see these guys in a little different setting than you would on game day. And I think that's what we're seeing. There was a moment at the end of, was it yesterday, where Ben Gamel was called out on strikes to end whatever the scrimmage was. And he points up at the video board that shows a pitch tracker, and it shows that the pitch was outside. And the guy who is a Brewers staffer that was umpiring just sort of shrugged at him like, yeah, sorry, you're still out. you get stuff like that leading up to the season. I think it's fun. I think the thing that's impressed me, the Brewers are doing, I think, as good a job as they can to prepare. But they're having fun, and you get to see a little bit of that. That's the thing that makes me happy right now.
So as we kind of move forward, I know there was a lot of excitement about Corey Knebel. You tell me how you think he'll end up being used.
I think if Knebel is 100% healthy, I think that Craig Counsell could just press the 2018 button on his desk and make Knebel his ninth inning guy, and then Josh Hader can go back to that facing the middle of the order or going two innings in key situations earlier in a game where there's two very valuable relievers then. There's a guy that throws the last inning, and there's a guy that throws the most important inning or two that isn't the last inning. I could absolutely see a return to that. Knebel, before the injuries set in, Knebel was fantastic. I mean, he was, you know, one of the better relievers I thought in the National League. I mean, we know Hader's in a class all his own, but to have both of those guys there is going to be essential. And this 60-game season is a whole different set of challenges. I think anytime you can lock down two good positions anywhere, it's going to be a benefit even more in a 60-game season. So Knebel is the closer, and Hader is that swing-around guy in the bullpen. gives the Brewers an immediate leg up, a lot like it did in 2018.
I was reading a lot about Craig Counsell and the fact that he utilizes his pitching staff in September probably as good as anybody in Major League Baseball. And I was watching on MLB Network last night where they said Craig is going to manage the 60 games like he manages September. Do you feel, and I know we go through this, but it just seems like everybody feels that Craig Counsell has a leg up in this season.
Yeah, and I think there's some legitimacy to it because Craig Counsell, the thing that he's done leading or starting with 2018 and going since then, the thing that he's done the best for me is he hasn't been afraid to bend sort of the traditional rules of the game because baseball has been around a long time, has gone through a lot of iterations over 150 years, and things have changed, but sometimes the book or the standards haven't changed. And what Counsell has done late in 2018 was the perfect example. Basically, he'd have starters go two innings or three innings, and the point of it isn't a lack of trust in starters, because when I first saw it, I thought, man, he needs to trust his starters. I think his starters would dislike not being trusted. But the more I watch it, the more I realize what it is. If you have a starter out there, Woodruff is probably an exception, but any other starter that's out there, and you let them face the lineup once, then you let a reliever face the lineup once, then you let Hader and somebody else face the lineup once. You know, you do this sort of thing. You're giving these different looks to hitters all through the game. You're not letting them get comfortable. You're not letting them get settled in and get a second at bat and look at different types of pitches from their pitchers. And I think that's there are two things that have to work for that philosophy to succeed. You got to have a great and deep bullpen, and he did in 18. And you've got to be able to trust that your starter will be okay with this, and I know that the starters aren't going 5 or 6 or 7 and getting wins, but you know, you throw 2 or 3 good innings at the start of a very important baseball game. There's nothing wrong with that, and I think those pitchers would rather play in important games than not. So I'm down with it. I think if Craig Counsell spends 2 months the way he normally manages September, it is an advantage because he's, you know, this is an unusual season and he's taken an unusual approach and it's worked.
Talking with Kevin Holden from CBS 58, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. This situation with a designated hitter, the outfield, they were going through some of the metrics. When you look at Christian Yelich and Lorenzo Cain specifically in the outfield, if you take Ryan Braun kind of out of that mix, defensively speaking, and not to knock Ryan Braun because I still think he's a very good left fielder and has been, but they start to go with the analytics of this outfield can be considered one of the better in baseball as far as speed goes, power. They can hit for average. If Lorenzo Cain bounces back, boy, this thing looks dramatically different, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And here's the thing. You go back to when this all happened because Yelich and Cain became Brewers literally on the same day, just an hour or two apart. And the thing that David Stearns talked about that day was the fact that those are players that do a variety of different things very well. Christian Yelich has become an MVP in Milwaukee, but what he was when they traded for him was an outfielder with speed who could play good defense, who could hit for some average, and who could hit for some power. And he's blossomed here, but the idea behind getting him was to get that combination. Lorenzo Cain, same thing. The defensive ability is strong. The speed is good. You know, he'll hit for a good average and a good on-base percentage. So that this is part of the vision that was brought in, that they wanted guys out there who did a lot of different things pretty well. Not the best power hitter or not, you know, the number one speed guy in the league, but they had this strong across-the-board skill set. And, the fact is, those two, plus Avisaíl García, who I think is a tremendous addition to the team in left field, Ryan Braun can switch and become a DH, that you're talking about one of the best outfields in the game. I buy it. I think they have been that, and they will be that if Cain is healthy and productive again.
Would you say the weakest link is either behind the plate or first base?
Yeah, you hit that just right. I think David Stearns has always wanted to find some sort of solution at first base. He's been comfortable just plugging in Chris Carter, Mark Reynolds, whatever, and Justin Smoke could be that guy. You know, there's a chance Logan Morrison could be that guy, but I don't think you're getting wowed at first base. And at catcher, there are still some legitimate concerns for me. I think we got spoiled last year watching Yasmani Grandal, because there were times down the stretch where I thought Yasmani Grandal was very clearly the second best hitter on this Brewers team. And he's gone. And there's a combination of the good bat and the good handling of pitchers, these things that sometimes aren't quantifiable in stats with catchers. And Omar Narvaez, I think, is a solid guy, but I don't see Yasmani Grandal in Omar Narvaez. So, yeah, if you're asking me concern spots, it might actually go catcher. And then third is this weird question, because there's like nine people in this vortex swirling around third. And then first, I think those are your three question marks.
Who hurts the Brewers more, Moustakas or Grandal? Because Grandal, remember, now he's going to face them playing the White Sox.
Yeah, the fact that they changed the division stuff up, that's the first thing I thought is, are you kidding me? Like,
right.
We have to go face Grandal now, the Brewers do. And the White Sox, by the way, are a team on the rise, and they will be a ton of fun to watch this year. Luis Robert, their prospect, is a masher. And they went out and got some other guys, too. I still think Moustakas hurts them more, just because, you know, you ever get a feel for someone like this, that he's going to be a Brewer killer, like when you go to face him? Moose feels like that guy. And Cincinnati's going to be a tough team, too. They made a lot of good additions in the offseason. Yeah, Grandal is not going to be fun to face, but they got to play Moustakas 10 times. One-sixth of their games are going to be against Mike Moustakas. That does not entice me.
Real quick before I let you go, Kevin, the Bucks are in the bubble, so to speak, and so far so good. But how much does it concern you that they had to shut down the facility because of the positive test?
Yeah, these are the moments that make you concerned. Not even so much for the Bucks at NBA, but for sports in general. Like, all of the red flags have been flying up. The Bucks were one of the teams that had to shut down practice facilities, and that leads you to think that they were in their own kind of version of the bubble already. And something happened. So it tells you that the bubble is probably not going to be COVID-proof, and there's going to have to be a lot of adjustments made. The Milwaukee Milkmen had to cancel a game Sunday. They had two positive tests on the team, and they had to postpone Sunday's game because of it. And then you've seen the stuff the last few days with Ohio State, with the Big Ten, with the Ivy League. That's why I said in the beginning, I like that there's a plan. But I got to be honest, I'm looking at anything the rest of this year sports-wise as a bonus. If it happens, it's great. But my expectation is gone. If these things don't get off the ground, I'll understand it, because we're still dealing with the virus and we're still understanding the effects of it. And trying to live some sort of life is a positive. I don't mind that. Trying to live a normal life is that you're setting yourself up for failure if you're trying to live it completely normally. Right.
So do you think with what we saw in the Big Ten, the Ivy League shutting it down, do you think we're going to – I think college football is going to be put off, but do you think college football is going to happen or not?
No, I think if you're asking me to bet on it right now, I don't think the college football season happens in the time slot that it's in. They could move it to spring, and there's no reason they couldn't. I mean, it's, you know, might be a little weird leading into the draft, but – we're getting close to the fall, and the plans to do grand things in the fall are going to fall apart. We're not at that point yet. So, yeah, my guess is no college football at all.
Always good, my friend. Stay safe, and I'm going to, you know, cross my fingers we don't hear a snap on a base path.
Yeah, they're now asking me to wear ankle braces and tape even when I'm not playing, just when I'm walking around the house. I'm that much of a danger to fall apart now.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. Stay safe. There you go. Kevin Holden from CBS 58 joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider Hiring Drivers. They're hiring right now if you're looking for a good team to go join. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.